So how you doing, Devin?
I'm okay, and yourself?
All right. So Devin, tell me something about the activities going on here today at the Oakland Community Center.
So me and my family members started an organization called Shades of Cocoa. And today we were having our Cocos Given. We wanted the girls to be able to sit down and have a family-style dinner, and they can invite their family and friends. So we actually got help from Snug and Team Hero. They also came out to support the young ladies.
Mm-hmm. So, Deborah, I see there's a lot of people here. How long has your organization been in existence?
So we've been in the process of, like, getting up and going since 2017. Mm-hmm. But this is now, like, you know, getting kicked into gear. We started meeting with the girls in October again, and now we're getting kicked back into gear. We'll have meetings starting in January. We'll have 2 days a week starting in January. We have to get the exact dates, though, and we're going to meet here at Oakwood.
Mm-hmm. Now tell me just some of the things that you do for girls, you know, when y'all...
So I'll just give you a snippet about Shades of Cocoa. So Shades of Cocoa is an organization that is teaching the girls about leadership. The most important part is about black and brown girls. We want to teach them how to have self-awareness, self-care, self-encouragement. And, you know, we want them to be leaders. We don't want them to be followers. And we feel like if we promote confidence in the young ladies, that this will leave space for them to be able to feel like that they can do anything in the world. So that's the main mission, is just to have these girls stay true to their skin that they're in and be able to operate in life.
So when do you meet women, like after school? Or
so we're going to be meeting, we don't have the official schedule yet, but we will be meeting once a week, and then we'll meet on a Saturday. And each meeting that we have is going to be about a different virtual. So, you know, we want the girls to embody things like, you know, courage, grit, things like that. It's all about being a self-aware and taking care of themselves. And our motto is that we lift ourselves up, and as we lifting ourselves up, we also don't forget to lift our sisters up.
If someone wanted to have a daughter, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they want to get their daughter involved in something, because maybe their daughter kind of aspiring out just a little bit, but they want to try to pull them back. How do they get in touch with Shades of Cocoa?
So you can either follow our Facebook page, which is Shades of Cocoa, or you can come to our website, which is shadesofcocoa.org, or you can email us at shadesofcocoa01@gmail.com. So that's shadesofcocoa01@gmail.com.
Okay, and Shades of Cocoa, they work out of Troy, New York, right?
Yes, we work out of Troy, New York, but that's not our main goal. Our main goal right now is to embody being national. So we want to make sure that even if a girl is not here located in Troy, New York, we want to be able to reach them, like, you know, send them membership cards, send them monthly newsletters, just about uplifting and empowering and showing them how to do self-care.
And Deborah, you take it, you're one of the founders of Shades of Cocoa?
Yes, so Shades of Cocoa, I started Shades of Cocoa along with my cousin Sadeja Wheeler and another family member, Carolyn Hopkins Lewis. And then we also have our, and how could I forget, our pageant leader, which is Autumn Joy. So Shades of Cocoa will be hosting two pageants per year, and we'll have one on Juneteenth, and we're going to do one for Christmas starting in 2022.
Okay. Thank you, Deborah. There you have it, Deborah, talking about Shades of Cocoa. It's located in Troy, New York, but they will help girls out of anywhere.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Deborah. And this is Willie Terry, still here at the Oakwood Community Center, where Shades of Cocoa is having an event. And I have one of my guests, her name is Evira, right? And she's also a member of Team Hero. How you doing, Evira?
Good. How are you, Mr. Terry?
And Evira, tell me, why do you think it's important that groups like this, Shades of Cocoa, be out here dealing with black women?
Well, it's important because our young girls need to be around like-minded, like role model women that's able to teach them about self-care and about loving themselves so that they know their self-worth, because a lot of our children have so many traumas and not able to address them or heal them, and they grow up into these broken adults. So Shades of Cocoa provides an outlet that can strengthen them and empower them and allow them to encourage each other to live out their dreams and be an inspiration to each other.
Now, I know you're involved with Team Hero. Now, Team Hero involves all kids, right?
Yes.
Now, but this group right here specifically dealing with women. So you think that it's necessary to have a group that deals specifically with black women?
Oh, definitely. Team Hero does leadership and character building for youth of ages 11 to 18. This group is very special because it's girls only group. It is a closed group, but it's also, you know, a mentoring group for girls. So Team Hero does have a small component of that, but because we're much bigger, it's kind of open and generalized for youth of all ages.
Right. Oh, okay. Thank you. Yeah, and I'm also here with Renee Powell, who's here at the Shade of Cocoa event. How you doing, Renee?
Hi, I'm doing great. Thank you.
Renee is president of the NAACP.
Yes.
And I know the NAACP do a lot in terms of helping youth. They have a youth component.
That's correct.
And Renee, we're here at the Shade of Cocoa event. So how important do you think for, you know, community groups like Shade of Cocoa to work with girls, in particular black girls in the community?
Oh, I think this group is very, very important to the community because this helps to develop self-pride and pride in the community and pride in where you live, and to help these young ladies recognize their gifts and their power. I think the Shades of Cocoa is very important to the community.
So I take it, you know, you being here tonight, that the NAACP will probably kind of partnership with some group to help them develop that program to help young girls in the community.
Definitely. Being here tonight, I got an opportunity to see the group, and the NAACP is very much looking forward to partnering with Shades of Cocoa.
All right. Thank you, Renee. That's Renee Powell, president of the NAACP in Troy, New York.
Thank you.
And I have as my guest Sadeja.
Yes.
Right. From Shades of Cocoa. Sadeja, what is your position in Shades of Cocoa?
That I don't know right now. I guess I'm the co-founder. Uh-huh. We're still like working on titles and different things like that. So I'm just all over the place right now.
Okay. So why do you think it's important that black girls be involved in a group like this?
It's important for black girls to be involved in a group like this because it helps build up your self-esteem. It's important to be in a group like this because I know how it feel growing up watching a lot of my friends not understand their worth and their value, and to start to hate the skin that they're in, whether it was their hair texture or how they looked, and me just being that encouraging friend like, you're beautiful the way you are. So I feel like for the young girls in today's society, that's important.
It's a danger. I know that in school, black girls have a problem, you know, a lot of times. You know, have you ever experienced anything, you know, for yourself? I'm not going to tell me, but have you?
So I remember a time where I was sitting in class and one of my friends actually was told she's too dark. And they were making fun of her, and I seen the effects of how hurtful it was to her, and I stood up to defend her, and the response that I got was, well, you're not as dark, so it shouldn't matter to you about what we're saying to her. And my response was, at the end of the day, we're all black and brown, that's what matters, and we shouldn't put down anybody. And I said to her, I said, you know, that's something that you embrace. Love the skin that you're in. I said, because when you have a child, your child might experience the same things, and you know how you feel. So let's start it at home to let you know how important you are so that you don't have to deal with that from anybody else.
What's the age that girls come in? What's the age?
So the youngest is 5, the oldest is 13.
Mm-hmm.
That's just for Shades of Cocoa, but I deal with young ladies of all different ages.
Okay.
Because it only started within this group because of how personally we were affected by it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's one of those things that this is a struggle that we've all dealt with. For me, I have an older sister, so like it was always hit and miss with us. Like for Deborah, she's the only girl, so I had a different relationship with my sister, and like we have some girls in a group that they're the only girls or the only child, so it's just letting them know that they're not by themselves in this walk.
All right, thank you. Still here at Shade of Cocoa, and I have not a lady, but I have a man who's working with Shade of Cocoa and divvying out all this good food they have here tonight. And your name is?
How you doing? My name is Nikhaya Ransom.
Nikhaya Ransom.
Yes, sir.
Right. So, Nikhaya, you know, you know a little bit about Shade of Cocoa, I guess.
Yeah, a little bit.
So how important do you think it is for black girls to be involved in an organization like this?
I think it's very important, just based off of how I was brought up and how I thought about, to be honest with you, how I, at a young, immature age thought about young black girls myself, and I realized just how much support that they do need, not only from other black women, but from black men as well, so they can see us, support them, and let them know that we're behind them and we want the best for them.
Right. You know, there are a lot of problems sometimes between black men and black women. Right?
Exactly.
Right,
exactly,
and they need to have their self-esteem to deal with this.
Exactly. Right? And I take this very seriously because, like you just said, there's been many a times and many situations that where I've seen it did not be as positive for black men and women. Right. And I want to get to a point of changing that narrative and making sure that when a young black woman sees me or another young black man, that they feel more protected than anything else.
Worth Williams from Nikki AM.
Thank you.
I pledge to be a true Coco sister.
I pledge to be a true Coco sister.
True to myself and my community.
True to myself and my community.